In the continuing series on understanding the cults, we hear today about Unity Church. The Unity School of Christianity, more commonly called Unity Church, or just Unity, is a sister cult to Christian Science. Each cult had its own founder, but both were influenced by the writings of Phineas, Parkhurst, Quimby. Myrtle Fillmore, a founder of Unity, converted to Christian Science in 1887. Charles, Myrtle's husband, also converted to Christian Science, but was really more intrigued by the occult and Hinduism. This couple took, as Charles said, the best from all religions and concocted a belief system that became Unity. Many Unity adherents retain membership in other churches because Unity suggests that they can peacefully coexist with other religions, including Christianity, and even enhance them. Meanwhile, Unity's teachings clearly contradict Scripture. The idea that darkness can coexist with light is a conception of the highest order by the Prince of Darkness. 2 Corinthians tells us, what fellowship has light with darkness? The Scripture answer is none. Unity has fueled its growth through direct mail campaigns, correspondence courses, and attractive publications, including its magazine, Daily Word. It also operates a worldwide prayer ministry called Silent Unity. After first contact with Silent Unity, one receives a personalized prayer followed by a letter of support. Vast numbers of people make use of Silent Unity. Sadly, all of those prayers are to a false god and are left unheard and unanswered. Psalm 34 says, the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Similar to other cults, Unity makes use of biblical language, sheep's clothing, to portray its non-Christian wolf theology. It uses the Bible as a lure, but considers it neither inspired by God nor infallible. In Unity, the biblical Trinity is an allegory and does not exist. In fact, Unity's God is not even a personal being, but rather an infinite mind that can be expressed in matter. Christ is the divine spark in all human beings, and Jesus is just the man who best expressed this Christ consciousness. Thus, Jesus was neither the promised Christ nor the Son of God, but only a master teacher. Unity adherents believe that every person is inherently good. This opposes God's teaching about inherited sin. Without the truth concerning sin, it follows that salvation isn't really needed. For Unity, salvation is reduced to living the Christ pattern, and heaven and hell are just states of mind. Unity sets itself apart from other cults by its belief in reincarnation. Unity's reincarnation teaching is more palatable to Western thinking than the Buddhist or Hindu reincarnation teachings because it eliminates the possibility of returning as a lesser life form. Eventually, all souls reincarnate on Earth as babies and in due time, take up their problems where they left off at death. The teaching of reincarnation is easily refuted by clear scripture. Nevertheless, it is one of the most effective doctrines for the cult's outreach purposes, because reincarnation is attractive as a much happier alternative to hell. It is truly astounding that Unity's belief system could ever be described as Christian, and yet it is often characterized that way. Unity is void of truth concerning sin and grace, concerning the triune God, the Son of God, who is the Redeemer of the world, and so much more. There is no lamp nor light for the sinner's way, none to be found in Unity, only a man-made spiritual stew and sin's deep darkness. How desperately the gospel is needed. How blessed are we who can proclaim it. This article is written by Wayne Eichsted, pastor of Gethsemane Lutheran Church in Spokane Valley, Washington.